And welcome to another episode of the Danimal's Cage. You're hanging with me, the mighty Danimal, Dan Martins. On tonight's show, it is my pleasure to welcome in Matt and Murray from the High Dives. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey.
Whoa, hey.
All right. From that enthusiastic welcome, let's get started. So my first question for you guys is, how did you guys kind of start the band, and how did you guys come up with the name The High Dives?
Well, this is actually a great question for the dude in the band that's not here, because this band was actually his idea. We'd all been friends forever, and we were all playing in different bands. Well, we were both playing in different bands with Sean, our drummer. And I guess Sean had been talking to Maddie, and then they kind of talked, and Sean called me one night and said, "Hey, we're going to start a band with Maddie." And I was like, "Okay." And so we started jamming for a while, and it went all right. And then we needed a name, so that's where Matt came in.
So when it comes to the name, The High Dives, we had been spitballing a whole bunch of ideas, and the name kind of came from a mutual spot for all of us. We're all really big fans of the band, no use for a name. One night, I was a little tipsy, and I was watching some videos on YouTube, and I was watching the very last set that Tony Sly ever played.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he played a venue called The High Dive. And so I was just sitting there, and to me it was just like this moment of like, oh man, this is the last gig he ever played. It was The High Dive. And so then it kind of took on another meaning for me, and I pitched it as a band name, and we kind of used it as almost like a memorial kind of idea.
That's and awesome.
Having that tie, yeah, it makes it that much more important, especially all being such big fans of the band, right? So
that's awesome. And you guys have some music on Spotify. You guys put out a record. When did you guys put that record out? Like a year ago? A little bit ago?
Actually, just over a year ago. We just re-released the album on a cassette tape. Just came out 2 weeks ago. And that was the one-year anniversary of Ocean Blood. It was a little late because, I mean, the anniversary was technically, a couple months ago. But, there was a couple mix-ups with the production of the cassettes, so it came out a little late, but yeah, we're just over a year now on that release.
Awesome. Now, what was the writing and recording process like with Ocean Blood?
I kind of see Ocean Blood as the final product, the best songs of the High Dives 1.0. If that makes any sense. There's a few songs that are on Ocean Blood that are some of the first songs we ever wrote as a band, and there's also some of the more recent songs that we've wrote as a band. Since then, we've obviously written some more, but before Ocean Blood, we had a 7-inch and an EP. So everything that didn't get recorded plus a few more songs ended up being Ocean Blood. So it's like kind of our old stuff, if that's okay to say.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also some of our newer ideas, which kind of are flowing into some of the newer ideas that we've got right now.
Okay. And Matt, do you want to add anything to that?
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
All right. So, which leads me to my next question. Of all the songs you guys have written, what is your favorite?
You want to go first, Murray? What's your favorite?
My favorite song has always been Ocean Blood, title track off the album. It's super easy to play, which is a big thing for me. Not the greatest guitar player, but I think it's a banger, and I like the lyrics, and I like how it kind of flows together. And yeah, it's definitely my favorite High Dive song for sure.
Nice. What's the song about?
The song is loosely about waking up one day, looking in the mirror, and not liking what you see.
Ah, okay. So it's kind of like, I guess, image type, body image type thing, or?
A lot of the songs that I've had a hand in writing have mostly been about myself, and that song is just kind of like seeing yourself from like a bird's eye view and just watching yourself from up above and being that angel or, you know, whatever you might think that extraterrestrial being might be, and looking down on yourself and being like, wow, this guy, he makes some mistakes.
I like that. And then Matt, what's your favorite song that you've got?
If it was going to be my favorite song that I front, I really like Paper Pusher. That's the one song on the album that I actually sing.
Okay.
So I do really like that one. But my favorite song off the album is probably actually Racers.
Okay, very nice.
It's got such like a wicked first track kind of vibe to it, you know? It just comes out fast.
That's awesome. Well, I might be biased because I'm the one interviewing you guys, but the whole album is amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, much appreciated, dude.
No worries, guys. So, in terms of influences for just the whole band, who do you guys look to and who do you draw from for inspiration?
Over the map. Yeah, why don't you start, Murray?
We're kind of still in the band because it's all the same members. But for one night and one night only, we revisited it, but not officially. But for one night only, we were an Alkaline Trio cover band.
Oh, wow, eh?
Yeah. So it's hard, when you ask us about influences, not to say Alkaline Trio, because we went up and played an entire 30-minute set of nothing but Trio covers. So
that's awesome.
I'd have to say that would be my vote for whatever influences us.
Nice.
That's probably one of the biggest for like the band for sure.
Now that I would have liked to see, because I'm a big punk rock guy and I love Alkaline Trio. Did you guys play Mercy Me?
Yes, we did.
Yes. If you guys get to do that again, let me know, and I'll be there. Just so you know, Murray, I'm only using the audio, but the people will still hear you strumming here and there. I mean, if you guys want to just jam a little something at the end, we absolutely can do that.
Well, we'll see,
it's all good.
I am playing an acoustic high dive show on Wednesday night on Facebook.
Oh, nice. You guys heard it very first.
I'm tinkering around the idea of only playing high dive songs. I did release a little solo EP, but since this whole COVID thing, and maybe this is a future answer to a question you haven't asked yet, but I very much miss my band. Like, I miss my band more than ever. So I'm thinking of this Wednesday solo show. I think I'm only going to play high dive songs.
Ah, good idea. Good idea. Now, my next question for you guys is, do you guys have any standout shows that you guys have played?
All of them.
Really? Yeah. Not one doesn't stick out more than the other?
No, they were all very well attended.
All right, Maddie's got one.
I played 2 days in a row at the Fox, opening for Heart Attack Kids, the Flatliners, and Cancer Bats.
What?
That's like the highlight so far for me.
Oh, yeah. that's incredible.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
Well, I mean, come on. Every single one of those bands are, like, in my, like, top 10. Like, I love those bands. So, yeah, it was unreal.
I think I mentioned it to you, Matt, but I actually got to interview Scott Middleton from Cancer Bats, and that was hands down a huge highlight for me, whether as just a guy doing a podcast or a guy, a musician. Like, that's like, sure. I'm speechless. Like, as soon as he asked me to do it, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, that's amazing, dude. Yeah, congrats on getting that one. That's wicked.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. All right. Now we're gonna really kind of get into the deeper stuff here. And don't worry, you guys do not have to, like, open up your hearts or spill your guts to, like, your girlfriends or anything like that. This is more about the coronavirus and how much it sucks. Now, how has it impacted you guys? Let's talk.
It's been interesting. I haven't worked in about 2 months. I got laid off, and there's really nowhere to go aside from grocery shopping and going for walks, which is cool, which is great. But I think a lot of people are in this same situation that I'm in, where I'm getting to know a version of myself that I haven't met yet.
Oh, interesting. So
it's been a roller coaster, a very isolated. I'm the only one on this coaster. Don't worry. There's been a lot of ups and downs, and it's been a huge change. I'm used to seeing my band twice a week for practice, and then, you know, if we had a show that week, I'd see them three times. I'm used to, you know, going and seeing my friends and being a part of an Ontario music community and going to other shows, and I don't have that anymore. So this version of myself is someone I don't know, but I'm getting to know him. I don't like everything about him, but I guess he's all right.
No, I get that for sure, Murray. I'm the exact same way. Like, cause I'm still a college student. So when this whole thing really, like, took off 2 months ago, I was still in the middle of school and my studies and all that. And then having to, like, be stuck at home, then having everything online, it just felt so weird. And it was made worse just on a personal level, because I, not being able to, like you said, not being able to, like, see my friends who are in bands or just otherwise, it sucks, right?
100%. Yeah, it's, I actually got to see Matt a couple of days ago, and it was fucking, sorry.
We'll get that.
It was pouring rain, and I was dropping off the merch at his place because we were, you know, getting ready for this tape launch, and I actually stood in the rain in front of Matt's house while he stood probably 8 feet away from me and in his front door, sheltered from the rain. Yeah. But I got to talk and hang out with Matt for like 15 minutes. And it was definitely like the highlight of the year. So it was pretty cool just to see him. It had been a while. So,
well, it's cool that you got to see him, but it's also cool that you respected the social distancing thing that the government is saying.
Absolutely.
And Maddie, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, it was awesome seeing Murray. That was a blast. Super cool. I mean, it sucks when you can't see your band for so long, and, you know, all you want to do is play music and practice.
Exactly.
The experience for me, I'm probably going to be the last person to complain, because, I don't know, for me, every day has been kind of like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. You know, I wake up and I do the exact same thing, so I get it, but I mean, my everyday's been all right. You know, I wake up, I walk the dog, I exercise a little bit, I play music.
That kind of sounds like my routine. Like, wake up, eat breakfast, go for a run, play, like, practice my drums. Then I would do all these interviews, like, at night, and then go to bed and then do the same thing over again.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's been okay for me. You know, I more feel for the people that it's heavily impacted and that have more of the negative effect. I can't say that I've had any real negative effect, so I've got nothing negative to say about it, aside from the fact that, yeah, I'd love to see my friends and my loved ones, my band.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Now, do you guys, I'm sure Maddie probably just already touched on this, But do you guys have any other like favorite activities that you guys have done, whether just playing or playing music on your own or just otherwise?
I watch a lot of TV.
What are you watching?
I have a list. Hang on.
Oh boy.
Okay, I can't find said list, but it's here.
Is this it? No, we've lost it.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, here it is. I have watched in entirety The Leftovers, The Fall, Sneaky Pete, Upload, Normal People, Little Fires Everywhere, and Unbelievable.
Nice.
All of those are either on like Amazon Prime, Netflix, or some random site that I'm watching stuff on. But that's awesome. At least one of those series, I won't say which one, but one of them I watched in an entire day.
Wow. How long were the episodes?
They were about an hour, and it was one season, so it was about, so it was about 8 or 10 hours of... The couch really, really did me a solid that day. This couch right here. It's great.
I love that. I've been in the same boat. Like, I just started recently, I went back and started watching Sons of Anarchy, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I forgot just how action-packed and just how good the story of Sons of Anarchy is. And now it's just like, I don't want to stop watching. I was watching, then I had to do the interview. So I'm going to go back and continue. I'm halfway through season 2 right now.
Nice. I actually have every season on DVD.
I was a so big do
fan.
I.
Yeah. When it came out, big fan.
Yep. Attaboy. Yep. I was going to wear my Sons of Anarchy sweater, but I couldn't find it. Yeah. That's awesome. Do you guys play, like, any video games? Do you guys have anything, like, reading, video games, anything?
For video games, no. I try and tell myself if I'm going to sit and play a video game, I should be playing guitar and writing music. So I've dabbled in video games here and there, but it's very short-lived. I don't think I have the hand-eye coordination or the dexterity to be good at a video game.
I agree. You're getting there,
Mike. And you know, that probably explains why I'm not that great of a guitar player. So,
well, I mean, I haven't seen you live, so I can't say for sure. So I'm staying neutral to that.
Hey, you know what? You've made some good decisions so far. You know, I'm not going to let you trip up just yet, so good on you, man.
I'm only 24 years old. I still got my whole life to make more mistakes.
You got time.
Well, hopefully we're going to be... I would really like to play some more shows this year, if possible.
Yeah. So
see you out at one.
This will be one of the mistakes you make.
Oh, okay.
We can make some mistakes together.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you guys played up in Newmarket before? Because you guys are from Barrie. You guys must have played Newmarket a couple of times, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, huge shout-out to the Grey Goat.
Yes!
Goat!
The Goat!
Yeah, the Goat family.
The Goat is where all the great shows, that's where they happen. That is absolutely where they happen.
Yep.
Who have you guys played? What bands have you guys played with at the Goat?
All of them.
We're really close friends with like Ship of Fools, but yeah.
Yes, love those guys.
We play with Newmarket bands. We're friends with a lot of those guys. You know.
The other night we did on Instagram we did a 3-ounce shot challenge with a band called the Reddies.
I know. I love those guys, man. Those dudes are so sick. Just on a personal anecdote, I feel like I definitely have seen you guys. Did you guys play with Letterbomb by chance?
Yes, we have.
Many times. Yep, but I definitely have seen you guys play. I have no idea why it took me so long to get you guys on the show, but as soon as Rosewood mentioned the name The High Dives, I'm like, why does that sound familiar? And it's like, oh, there you go.
Cool.
There you go. So... with all that said, that's pretty much all I have for you guys. But before I let you go, what do you guys think this whole the local music scene is going to look like after the government decides, all right, you can go to shows again? There's going to be a little bit of apprehension, right?
Well, to start, for us, Barry, it's going to look a little scary because the Fox Lounge, which is they just announced that they have to shut down for the time being.
Shout out to Shane and Glenda. Love those guys.
And Glenda. So,
yeah, we were lucky enough.
Scary for us.
We were lucky enough to actually get to play the very last show that they ever had at the Fox Lounge.
Wow, eh?
Yeah, it was quite an honor, and that was actually the last time all of us have seen each other until the other day when I went and me and Matt did some merch work for the tapes that we just released. So
nice. Oh, man. It's definitely going to feel so weird getting back to shows. It's going to feel nice for sure, but I think leading up to it, there's going to be a lot of, like, people aren't going to be as, I guess, maybe willing to go to shows because it's like we've been social distancing for 2 months now. I didn't even know the term social distancing until March 13th when this whole thing began, really.
Yeah, I know. I had to look it up, and I was like, wow, I've been doing that for a long time. Weird.
I mean, in a way, so have I, but when you're supposed to do it, like when you're forced by the government to do it, it's like, do I have to? Because we were kind of doing it by choice, right?
Yeah, but now I will not go down that aisle if someone's already down there. I will circle back.
Fair enough. Matt, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I can't wait to get back to seeing people. And, you know, I mean, when it comes to the show aspect, I mean, obviously it's going to be a little scary. I think people are going to be showing some hesitance, but, I mean, hopefully it's not too long before we're all back together.
Well, by me saying this, I might draw the ire of a lot of my friends for this, but as soon as you guys play a show, and if you start encouraging people to mosh and like move around the room, I will not show any hesitation in that.
All
right. Well, rad. I can't wait.
I'll take my shirt off and everything.
All right. There we go.
Awesome, guys. I love it, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me. As always, I have a blast getting to interview these guys. I know it's not ideal with talking like through a computer screen or anything like that, but with the circumstances, it's what I've got, and I really wouldn't have it any other way, especially with what's going on in the world.
Totally.
Better than not hearing from anyone.
That's very true. All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yep. So, as always, this has been The Danimals Cage. I've been Dan Martins. This has been Murray and Matt from The High Dives. Check them out on Spotify. They got an EP out called Ocean Blood. I really recommend that one. And we will see you guys on another episode. Take care.
Thanks, Dan. See ya.
Yep. Cheers.